Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, November 2nd, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Apple reported their fourth quarter earnings results for fiscal year 2018 yesterday, and the results specifically weren't the most interesting detail. Apple actually announced that this is the last quarter that it will break down unit sales and revenue for iPhone, iPad, and Mac. Apple never disclosed either metric for Apple Watch, and the iPod category folded into the category called Other a few years ago when that business started to get eaten by the iPhone. Apple's reasoning is that other smartphone makers like Samsung and Google don't disclose unit sales and revenue, and that the data doesn't always correlate to any specific performance goal or metric over 90 days. Apple says it's still focused on unit sales as a company, but Tim Cook argued that investors shouldn't be concerned about the price of each item in the shopping cart, just the total bill. As Apple mixes up its flagship iPhone lineup with multiple high-end models at different price points, like the $749 iPhone XR and the similarly spec'd $1,100 iPhone XS Max, there is a bit more murky of a picture for total iPhone performance based on unit sales and revenue alone, especially since Apple also boosts its services business to maximize how much each iPhone customer is worth long term. But the move also wouldn't come if Apple was continuing to sell more iPhones year over year. Investors were already peeved that iPhone unit sales were flat year over year, despite massive revenue thanks to higher average selling prices, and the announcement that Apple wouldn't break out these categories going forward only upset investors more, resulting in what is likely only a short-term stock price fall. As for Apple's record-breaking quarter, Apple reported $62.9 billion in revenue and $14.12 billion in profit from 46.8 million iPhone sales, 9.6 million iPad sales, and 5.3 million Mac sales. Next quarter, the company forecasts revenue between $89 and $93 billion for the calendar holiday quarter. In summary, both revenue and profit were up year over year. iPhone sales were virtually unchanged, iPad sales were slightly down, and Mac sales were down as well. The new iPad Pros, MacBook Air, and Mac Mini should help both iPad and Mac sales, but we won't know for sure how the market responds without unit sales going forward, although analysts will certainly do their best to guess. And since it's Friday, let's check in with Trevor at 9 to 5 Toys.
Today's best deals at 9 to 5 Toys are highlighted by a pair of gold boxes at Amazon. First up, some of Anker's most popular charging gear is on sale from under $8 today only. Our top pick is the dual USB 24-watt wall charger for $12, which is down from its usual $17 price tag and a bargain in comparison to Apple's $19 wall charger. You'll also get an extra USB port and faster charging speeds than the official option that comes bundled with your iPhone. You'll find all of our favorite deals from Anker's Gold Box linked in the show notes below and over at 9to5Toys. You can also pick up Apple's 12-inch MacBook on sale for $900 shipped today only. That's good for $400 off the regular going rate and $300 less than the latest MacBook Air that was announced earlier this week. Early Geekbench results reveal that performance differences are negligible between the two models, so if you're looking to save even further, consider going with this MacBook deal today. And finally, be sure to head over to our Black Friday guide at 9to5Toys. We've been detailing all of the upcoming deals, news, ad leaks, and more throughout the week. And if you've not yet downloaded the 9to5Toys iOS app, be sure to do that as well. As we get ready for Black Friday, this is the best way to stay up to date on all of our favorite deals.
Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily and Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.